Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Mike, call in. Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
I hear you.
Okay, perfect.
You hear me?
I'm on. Yep. Yeah, I just can't hear you, but you can hear me. Oh, my hair has been closed up.
Morning, John.
I hope I didn't give them the wrong number.
I gave y'all the right number, right?
It's only 9:45.
I'm talking about in the text.
Please know that I was invited to his office, to Trump's office, to pray for him and to advise him on the concerns of the Church in America. Yep, my purpose was not politically motivated, but rather the desire to be an instrument of God. Letter that came to you.
No.
I'm going to move that.
Yeah, I'll be able to take it off in a few minutes. Yeah, I'll turn my phone.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm going to unplug it from there. No. I'll repeat that.
It's going to fall to these things and carry forward. You're doing what's going to be speaking on this, so I think that it's probably needed.
I already got it in my head. Tell me.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Yes, they will.
control of crops. She doesn't have to figure out how to lift the button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's from the phone. It's from the phone, right, Ms. May?
Oh.
Yeah, but Ms. May know about it. Is it operating from a phone?
Yeah. No, that computer.
Computer.
She operated from the computer.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear her?
Hi. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
That's right, May.
All five of us.
Okay, wait. Let me set you up here. Put this on speaker.
Uh-huh. All five of us here. Okay.
Okay, yeah. You're on.
All right.
Oh, we are so excited. We are so excited. Annie and everybody is there? Jen?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. Hello, this is Tally. Good morning.
Hey, Tally.
How we doing over here?
Good morning. Good morning, Tally.
Good morning. What's happening, bro?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Good here. Same here.
I think it's in the ceiling. I'm going to put it up here. Everybody can see it. That should be simple.
So say good morning, Dad.
Now,
hey, Mr. Gent.
Hey, Mr. Gent, baby. How's it going, baby?
I'm doing well.
You're doing well.
Uh-huh. Nobody calls me that but my Uncle Jen.
So I don't want to have the permission, huh?
Right.
So he's the only one that had the permission or had the right. So we're gonna have to patent that, DBB.
That's right.
Are we the only one that's on?
Welcome to Talk.
Hello.
I have a couple of more on. Micah is on from Miami. I think that's Micah.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yes.
Hi, Micah.
Oh, hey, Annie. I didn't know if you could hear me. It gives me the option.
Oh, I can hear you very well, Micah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me get on mute.
No, you come back on mute.
Oh, well, it didn't start yet, right?
Yeah, it started.
Right.
You and I have a conversation right now.
Well, look, I have a presentation coming up this Tuesday.
So
I want you guys to pray for me that all goes well. They really want me to take my business serious and take it to the next level. I'm excited about it, so if anybody be praying.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Is that a little songbird?
Who's
the songbird?
You have to say, baby. Okay, I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. I didn't know I was winning. I didn't say my name.
We have a new process, so we can see stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we can
well,
see numbers.
You say what?
The new technology that we're working with today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so you doing good?
I'm doing good, Michael. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And you and Denise, and I talked to Miss Odie already this morning.
Yeah, Jennifer, we're doing well, and it's good to hear your voice.
Same here, Denise.
Hello.
Hey, Auntie.
Hello.
Hey, Auntie.
Good morning.
So I think that's it. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I'm gonna put everybody on mute.
No,
in a minute.
Okay, we're just trying to figure out the mute on Dad's phone. That's why.
Okay.
But you'll put us on mute, right?
Yeah, I'll do that in a little bit.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, Denise. Good morning, everyone.
Gotcha, Seth. Gotcha. Didn't say your name, but they knew you were there.
I'm only on for a few minutes.
You can sneak in if you want to.
Deacon Winston is exposed.
That is Ivana.
Hi, Ivana.
Hello.
I like this little light and breezy prayer line. this new number. Cool.
Thank you for calling Talk Book Radio. Micah thought we was getting ready to be seen. He went and got dressed up. Micah went and put on a suit. He thought we was going.
Micah, you put out the good suit. Micah thought.
He thought he was getting ready to be interviewed.
They said, "Welcome to Talk Block Radio." Michael was like, "Wait a minute, get ready."
Michael said, "Let me get ready. Today is the day."
Hey, Albana.
Hey, Sweet Red.
Sweet Red and the Hizzle.
What do y'all do with the deacon?
With deacon?
Yes. They got a new prayer line because of the Winston scandal.
Because of what, man?
I like this prayer line better.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes. Sound like on Sunday night.
Yeah. Hey, so you have the control of the mute button, so we don't have to put us on mute?
You can put yourself on mute, but we can help to control it.
You can.
Denise, I have to take the phone off mute just for that.
Man, you've been locked out on American Dream.
So you mean that anytime I want to unmute me, I still won't be heard?
You sure would not.
Well,
what a nice little feature. Denise, I think you should put it into play right now.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
Uh-oh,
yes it is.
All right.
Wow. I can have on this hat, too.
The Kim and, who's that?
I'm trying to open up. Calls are coming in, and I'm trying to open them up.
This
might be Kim or somebody else.
Okay, give me a minute. Getting everybody online. Getting a lot of calls right now.
Okay.
Okay, I think we have everybody. Adrian, are you on?
There he is.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, you're there. We got you.
Hey, Adrian. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. We're just about to get started. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
How are you, Kim?
I'm good. And yourself?
We're good, thanks. Okay, we're going to get started. Family, we have added some new technology, so it looks like it's working quite nicely. So welcome, family. And we're going to start, as usual, with our foundation scripture, the Jabez Prayer. It's found in 1 Chronicles 4, beginning at verse 9. And, of course, we recommend that you read this on a regular basis. It's a very powerful scripture. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." What a prayer, and God granted Jabez his request. Now, to get started, we want to encourage you and remind you to be hearers of the word, doers of the word, and sharers of the word. We want to make sure that we share what we're learning from the word. And today, my brother Adrian will be sharing on prayer and the Bible. And then following Adrian, Mother Williams will be reading some comments that will confirm what the prayer and Bible is telling us. And then following that, we'll have our sister-in-law and cousin Annie closing out in prayer, and she'll be praying for the old guard and the new guard. That's the us old folks and the young folks that are coming up. So, Adrian, we'll begin with you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I want to start out by saying that this Saturday prayer line has been very helpful to me. Every day I make it my business to read the Bible because I find that it provides me with the spirit of peace. And that is because as I walk through my spiritual journey, I need to understand Yahweh, God, all existence in every aspect of my life. Through his son Jesus and his walk on earth, it makes me understand how sin, my sins, and how through his crucifixion and the sharing of his blood, that our sins are forgiven. I always begin my day in prayer. There are days I just pray to God, thanking him for the sacrifices that he made in giving his son to us. Also thanking him for the Holy Spirit that's in my life on a continuous basis. I was recently at a men's retreat, and one of the things that I learned being at that retreat was, you know, just pray and thank God as opposed to praying and asking God for something. Just in your prayers, just thank him for being present in your life. And I have learned to do that as part of my daily routine. As I walk through my spiritual journey, I realized this. I did not know what to expect. You pray. The Bible teaches you to understand what prayer means. And you understand by reading scripture how you can put scripture into your everyday life. I'm going to go back to that men's retreat. I've never been to a men's retreat, and it happened a couple weeks ago. And the reason why I want to talk about it was because it kind of gave me further insight on my spiritual journey. It was fun and games, to be honest with you. It was a bunch of men, both young and old, and just having a good time praising God, understanding the relationship of the Trinity of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We read from Scripture and then put the Scripture into our everyday lives. When I left that retreat, and trust me, I wanted to stay, but I had to get home. I left with a powerful feeling because it was in that fellowship that it taught me how, in fellowship with others who are there with a common goal, that being the love of God, how you feel His presence. When I started reading the Bible, to me, it was like a journey, the path being uncertain. As I have continued to walk, I have begun to see what this journey should be if I continue to walk with God through Jesus Christ, and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I am now beginning to understand that I have to continue to walk with faith, because it is through faith that I understand that love, peace, forgiveness, repentance, all come from God through His grace and mercy. So, family, we can only continue this journey with God through the continued reading of the Word. I would like to conclude by saying that my faith has been molded and continue to be molded by the continuous reading of the Bible. And when I read it, I always try to figure out what am I supposed to gather from a certain scripture. And you read it two or three times, you might get two or three different interpretations. But the one thing that's always common is that you have to trust your faith in God and let God lead you. And that's what I'm trying to do, and the Bible is helping me tremendously. I appreciate for you guys giving me the time to share. Thank you.
Wow. Great, Adrian. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thanks for sharing your personal experiences like that. That's very powerful and beautiful. We feel blessed, I'm sure, by hearing your words. Thank you. Now we'll move over to Mother Williams.
Oh, wow. That was good word. Good word. I am so blessed, and I thank God for you, Adrian. Just a little tidbit to add to what you said. Hallelujah. It says, if you have a big mess in your life and you're trying to run the devil off your territory and keep him under your feet, you can do it with words. You can say, listen, you big mountain, hear the word of the Lord. Listen, you big mess, hear the word of the Lord. Listen, poverty, hear the word of the Lord. Listen, sickness and disease, hear the word of the Lord. Listen, you tormenting spirit, hear the word of the Lord. Praise and thank God for his holy word. Let us continue to say his word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother Williams. That, too, was very, very powerful and inspiring. And now we'll move over to cousin and sister-in-law Annie. Annie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you begin your prayer?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. I just ask that everyone, if you can, just close your eyes and begin to meditate on the Lord as we enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you just bless each person in their prospective place, Lord God. Bless them individually as well as collectively. Father God, we come before you right now and we lift up our senior citizens, our elderly, our parents, and the ones that are the baby boomers, God. We ask that you just bless us, God, to grow gracefully, God, to just age gracefully, Lord God. We ask that you just bless right now. We pray your healing virtue right now. Oh, God. God, we pray your healing virtue right now, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet right now, Lord God. Father God, as the word goes, the foundation scripture, God, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, God. Father God, right now I pray for our young people, God. God, I pray that they begin to understand your biblical meaning of success, God. Because, Father God, without you, we can't go up. Father God, in order to be successful, they have to have, God, a relationship with your son. And, Father God, right now I pray that you just open doors that need to be opened, close doors that need to be closed right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. Right now I'm sensing that there is a spirit anointed on this prayer line. Oh, shake, I almost see. There's anointing on this prayer line right now. Whatever your need, whatever your request, just verbalize it to the Lord and consider it done right now in Jesus' name. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. And, Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to be here with my dad, Lord God. And, God, your shake, God, I thank you. Oh, almost shake, God, I thank you. God, your shake, God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. And, Father God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. All these things we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Sister Annie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. At this point, we're going to be wrapped up. We again remind you that if you have any specific prayer requests, and we have received one already from Micah Williams to pray for a meeting that he has coming up next week, so we'll be doing that. But if anyone else has any specific prayers they want us to pray for, please either text us or give us a phone call. And again, thank you all for joining the call. It was fantastic. We appreciate each and every one of you. God bless everybody on the line and your family members. And also, it's going to be a long weekend, so you all enjoy the long weekend and be blessed. And we'll talk to you next week. Everybody, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We honor you. We bless your name. We bless your name, God.
Yes, God.
Bless your name, God.
Only you, God.
We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Father. We honor you, God. I think you can do this.
Just do it. Hello? Hello? Michael? Anybody there? Hello? Hello?